All right. There's going to be one special reason for this meeting, and that is Robert Carter and Melinda Brown and Terry James. Now, Melinda has been working with Terry till now for how long, Melinda? Do you remember when you began? I brought up the envelope, so we have it all written down. I know you've kept your lesson plans, haven't you?
Mm-hmm.
And I wanted you to explain to Robert what you've been doing with Terry. Dale, please leave the ball outside.
Okay.
Michael, we're having a meeting.
Okay.
Thank you. Dale, Larry, let Dale sit on that chair, please. And Dale, leave that ball right there.
That was quiet.
Leave it there.
Hey, come on, I want to give me the ball.
Oh, Dale, sit down over there. Move back a little way so you're not rubbing knees with anybody. All right, now, all right, here is the book. It goes back to October 20th, and it's almost full, by the way. We go downstairs now, but I can give you a new book. But you can use this till the end. About 2/3 used. Anyway, Melinda has been working with Terry, and although she has found it difficult, right? Is that right? It's been difficult because she's been working very hard, and Terry is showing the results. Terry is doing much better, his classroom teacher tells me, and Mrs. Bowden also works with Terry. What do you find, Mrs. Bowden?
He's reading.
He's reading. Now, you know, when Terry came here last summer, he didn't read at all, not at all. And Melinda, I think you can feel very pleased with the work you've done. Terry is pleased with the work you've done. Now, I understand that you, that's fine, that you want to stop because you would rather tutor a girl. Is that the main reason? All right. Now, Robert has never tutored before at all. He's just beginning. He's very, very eager to begin. And we've thought about it for a long time, and we feel now, Mrs. Farrell and I, that he's completing his work in the classroom, and he has time to spend outside of the classroom to meet with Terry, that his work is good, he reads very well himself, and that his behavior is good enough so that we wouldn't mind if Terry imitates Robert. This is, you know, what always happens. You work with a younger child and they start to imitate you. So we want to have good models for them to imitate. And we wouldn't mind if Terry imitates Robert's reading and Robert's behavior, because Robert Carter is getting to be quite a grown-up young man. So, Jennifer, so Melinda, you were also interested in starting with Debbie, right? Working with Debbie, okay. Now, I'll have to set up an envelope and stuff. There is one down there. What?
Anyone taking Marcia or no?
No, Marcia's another somebody we have to discuss. Marcia is without help. You interested, Jennifer?
Oh, good.
Beautiful.
Good.
Beautiful. You can do wonderful things with her. There is an envelope downstairs for Debbie?
Mm-hmm.
All right, I'll go over it with you later. But what I'd like, Brenda, do you have a question? Yeah. No?
No.
You were just pointing your finger at me? Okay. Melinda, I would like you to explain to Robert, for Robert's benefit, what you've been doing with Terry, but I would like everybody else to listen carefully and get benefit out of it. Push that in before you knock it. Yeah. Good, thank you. To get benefit out of it, because it's been a very successful job of tutoring, and you've also had the chance to really work consistently. Remember the word consistently?
Keep on and on and on.
Good. Melinda and Terry have really worked consistently since October. That's more than 3 months, right? November, December, January, more than 3 months. Because fortunately, neither one has been ill or gone away or, you know, all these things that do happen and didn't happen. And so you've worked consistently and you've gotten results. Melinda, would you explain so that Robert and everybody else here will understand from your notes, from your own notes, what you have been doing with Terry? And here, all the materials are in here too. Excuse me, Jen, would you change seats with Robert so that he can look on with Melinda? And then we're going to talk to you about Marcia.
Well, the first day he did F and B, and then he did the word Frank.
Now, this was the handwriting, right?
Mm-hmm. And he did work in his math book.
It's excuse me, what kind of handwriting work do we do? Remember, Robert has never done this before, so really tell him everything.
See, back. How's it right here? This is what he did. So then each week he does a different, you know, like on Monday he's shown F, and if he does it real good, then you can take him to the next letter. And if he doesn't do it so good, then I let him do it again the next day till he gets it, you know, so he can write it, word with it.
What kind of handwriting do you teach him, Melinda?
Script.
Script, right. Remember the reasons why we teach script?
So that they can learn to read it.
Learn to read script. And what else, Larry?
Because they'll...
Larry?
Because they'll learn.
Jennifer?
Because they'll be...
Yeah.
Because they'll be using script more than they'll be using printing when they grow up.
Right. People use script. They don't print. And what else? What else does... A word written in script is different looking.
Because they're connected.
They're connected. So the word is together. Whereas in printing, each letter is separated. And sometimes the last letter of one word seems like the first letter of the next. So we prefer script. And all the children learn script writing.
And then this is how you prepare it. So you have the date up here. And then this is what you said, what you're going to do. And you have the results, what happened. And see what he did, what happened that day.
Would you read for everybody just any lesson plan you want, any plan so we can hear what it sounds like?
Well, I said, I will help Terry in writing G and F and B and Frank. That's what I showed him that first day. Terry is going to do Terry is going to do work in his math workshop on page 10. And then the results were Terry did all his work, but he would not stay in his seat. He went to see the time two times. He ran to his class as soon as he saw it was time to go. But he is a very good worker.
Good. Now, there are things that we have to know about a boy like Terry. Is he always going to be willing to sit in his seat? Huh?
Sure.
Now, what if he wants to stand up? How's that, Melinda?
You just let him.
Yeah, as long as he what? As long as he works, he can stand on his head. As long as he's working, okay? Because it's just the two of you. He's not disturbing anybody there. In the classroom, he has different rules. But when it's just the two of you, let him be comfortable in any way he wants, but he must work. If he doesn't work, then you'll have to stop the lesson. And that's his punishment, that you take away your teaching from him. You won't help him anymore. That's a punishment for not working. But as long as he is doing his work, we really don't care. If he can balance on one finger, then he can do it, okay?
The next day I start him on A, and then the math on page 11. He did okay that day.
Do you want to show Robert the math book that you're using?
It's the yellow one, right?
But I don't use it all the time.
You don't use it all the time. Okay.
Yeah. I haven't been using it lately.
All right. But it's here if you want to use it, Robert. You better study it yourself. Make sure you want to use it. It's kind of complicated.
Right.
You're pretty good in math, aren't you? But this is complicated, so study it yourself first. And
if you need some help, excuse me, I'm always here every day. If you need some help, please feel free to come up and ask me any questions about math or English if you need any materials.
Okay.
No one has come up asking me for any materials, and I'm very
There's this box under here, which is specially for you student aids.
No
flashcards and books to read. Okay, did you do any of that, Melinda? Did you read to Terry?
He usually reads, you know, to me.
He reads to you? Fine. Sometimes he may like you to read to him, and that's perfectly fine.
Well, I'll read to him, then I'll read out.
Very good. And there's a whole supply here of books that you can take whenever you like, and flashcards.
And here.
Yeah, well, those you have to sign out for and so forth, but these are just our own books. They're not regular library books, and they're just for the student aides to use. So when you finish with them, bring them back, because somebody else might need them. Yes, I'll take. Go ahead, Melinda.
Then I started him on B the day after that, and then he did page 12 in the math book.
Uh-huh.
And he got 100 on all that he did that day.
Very good. That's something else that we told you. He got 100. How did he know that he got 100, Melinda?
Because, there's the answer book in there.
Yeah.
And then I showed him how to do it, and he got all of them right. And then I checked it with the answer book.
Right. And you marked the page 100, right?
Mm-hmm.
What about, now Robert hasn't tutored before. Robert, what do you think about marking the paper 100 or A or excellent? Or sometimes you have to give less. What does that mean? What's that going to mean to Terry?
He might feel sorry for
himself. He might feel sorry if he gets less than 100, you mean? But if he really does well, how will he feel?
I don't know.
What?
I don't know.
What do you think?
How do you feel when you get 100?
I feel glad.
You feel glad. And you're encouraged then to
keep on working.
To keep on working.
Getting 100.
Perfect, exactly. So you want to give him every bit of encouragement you can, all right? But if it isn't really excellent work done, because he'll know that you're cheating him.
I give him 100 every time he does work.
Yeah, he'll know that then he won't know when he's right and when he's wrong. But when he's right, when he does it well, let him know it.
Is it all right if he has him fall down, and if he misses one, the rest, I let him do it over? Try to do it over again.
You're in charge. It's just the two of you working. You make up the lessons. Now, from time to time, I'll peek in, or I'll open up the envelope and see what's going on. But it's your lesson. All right? And we're trusting you to do what's right. And to also do what you feel is necessary. If you feel that he should try it again, let him. If you feel that maybe he's had enough for today and he's tired and he's sick of it, put it away. That's for you to decide.
Okay.
Okay?
The day after that, I can see in page 13 of the work.
Mm-hmm.
That was the day we were in Miss Tobin's room and he didn't want to work.
Uh-huh.
Then we didn't do anything.
I see.
We didn't get any work done.
You mean just changing rooms you think upset him?
Uh-huh, because in Miss Tobin's room they have a lot of games and things.
Oh.
And then he wants to play with the games and he doesn't feel like doing his work.
That's something to keep in mind, Robert, that Terry's going to be very distracted. Is the word distracted?
Mm-hmm.
He's going to be attracted to different things.
To everything that's around.
Yeah. Now, down in the rec hall, there isn't much.
I know.
So that's a pretty empty place to work. All right, I think, Robert, what you need to do is to take some time, whenever you're finished with your work in your own room, ask Mrs. Farrell if you can take this envelope and go over it and become familiar with all the things and keep up the lesson plans as Melinda did. And it's really a pleasure being able to pick up this lesson book and see what has been done and for somebody else to carry on. And I haven't minded Melinda asking for change because she has really completed an excellent job and worked consistently for 3 months and helped Terry a great deal. And you can feel very proud of yourself, Melinda. Okay, Robert? And if you get stuck, if you need some help, not only are Mrs. Bowden and I here, but Melinda's here. Okay? And she can help you, really, because she has this experience. A few months around, so you're going to be helping somebody else. You know how it works. All right, does anybody else want to comment on Terry and Melinda and Robert on that combination? Oh, your hours will be, we'll go back to the original, is a Monday and Tuesday from 9:30 to 10 all right for you, Robert?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
9:30 to 10. You have no appointments then.
No, because on Mondays and Tuesdays.
Yes.
Terry, what time?
The only time on Monday and Tuesdays.
9:30 to
10. At 10, I go to Mr. B. I don't worry about
I'm done with him at 9:30.
Huh?
I'm done with Terry every day at 9:30.
That's right. That was the idea, that you pick up Terry here. Do you want him to meet him here, or for Terry to come down?
9:30.
Terry works with Mrs. Tobin. Mrs. Bowden. Mrs. Bowden. Every morning till 9:30, from 10 after 9 till 9:30, every day, 5 days a week. So he will be coming right from here to you.
Okay.
All right? And then, fortunately, after you, he goes to the gym, he'll need it. He'll be exhausted, you know, because you and Mrs. Bowden are going to be working him to pieces. But I think he's enjoying it because he knows he's getting help. Okay, so you will see him right after Mrs. Bowden, Monday and Tuesday morning at 9:30.
Okay.
9:30 to 10. And you take them down to the rec hall.
Okay.
Oh, very good. Here's the envelope. Here's all your materials. Thank you very much. Good luck. And anything else you need, any questions you have, you want any books, flashcards and so forth, it's down there. Here's an extra book. And there's a book in here for Terry himself to write in. Where is that? Isn't there another book here, Melinda?
Mm-hmm.
Or have you used this card? Oh, were you
those
using these? Mrs. Bowden loaned her these to learn words with pictures.
This is what we did the last time.
All right, it's 1:30. Okay, here you go, good luck. If you want another envelope, take it down there. See, well, that one's falling apart. Take a fresh envelope down there, would you please? Okay, now, our next problem is Marcia McCoy has no tutor, right? While we're talking about Marcia, Melinda, would you run down to Mrs. Crane's office, please, and get Debbie's envelope?
Okay.
And then I'll go over
it
with you. Now, Jen,
where's Marcia's envelope?
Oh, and Marcia's is down there, too. Would you do me a favor and bring up Marcia's, too? You say you're interested in taking Marcia on?
Yes.
But you didn't work with her last year, did you? Leroy did.
Leroy did.
Why do you feel that you want to work with Marcia? Oh, welcome.
I think I can work with Marcia without any problem.
You understand Marcia? What do you think she needs? What kind of help would you give her?
Marcia's the kind of girl who thinks that nobody likes her.
Mm-hmm. What would you want to give her?
I want to help her.
You want to help her to feel better about herself, huh? Now, what do you feel about her? Do you like her? Huh? What do you like about her?
She's nice.
Yeah.
She speaks so intelligently.
Yes. Yeah.
Oh, no.
Some people may not like her for that, right? She's a little girl who's very small, and she's got a big mouth, right? And some people don't like that, but you like that, right? Mm-hmm. All right. Well, the envelope is downstairs. It was all set up. Charlie, for one reason or another, really didn't see her very much. So I would like you to begin with your own program, you know, set it up as you like and follow it through
but
with the materials that are there.
We're going to have to keep on making new schedule.
Oh, yeah. Well, now, he saw her Tuesday and Thursday morning from 11 to 11:30. Is that time all right for you?
Tuesday morning and Thursday morning?
Yeah. From 11 to 11:30. On Thursday, that will cut into part of your gym period, that's all. Just take 15 minutes of your gym period. Do you mind? Oh, thanks, Lois. Thank you so much. Okay. So let's leave the schedule as it is then. I'll just put your name in place of Charlie's. And here, everything is in here.
Jennifer.
Marcia needs a lot of handwriting help.
Jennifer. Hey, Jennifer. Is that in the front?
Better handwriting for you, somebody with. She needs a lot of handwriting help. Is that right, Mrs. Bowden? That would be very helpful. And here, you see, look, he didn't really get started on this.
I can say no.
Now, you have to remember, what is Marcia's main handicap? What's the problem that she has?
She can't stay still.
Issues. And her eyes. Remember she had an eye operation last year? So her eye, her vision is poor, and you're going to help her to use her eyes in a very organized way, and handwriting is one of those ways. Okay, Tuesday and Thursday at 11. Beautiful. Dale.
What?
You pinched hit this week for Sherry, right?
Yeah.
How often did you take over Sherry's lesson this week?
Once.
Twice? Well, that's all you had was
that was last
meeting.
Week. Oh, and Tuesday on this week.
Sherry?
You need it.
How come? Were you busy in your classroom, or you were out of your classroom?
You were busy in the classroom.
I had to do my homework.
You had to do your homework in the classroom?
Yeah, because
she didn't do it at night.
Sherry.
Too lazy to do it at night.
Brenda, don't be a fink. Sherry, why don't you do your homework?
Because I couldn't. I was busy, and all them kids just messing around. They don't let you do your homework in the cottage.
Other people get their homework.
Oh, but my cottage boys.
Well, Sherry, no, they were talking about you. Sit down over there. Dale.
I'm going to
The only thing I can say, Sherry, is this, that how you get your homework done is something that you have to work out in your cottage. But you have to get it done. Certainly you can't be responsible for helping a younger child if you're not going to do your own work.
I usually do my homework, but see, that night...
You've been very good about tutoring, too. Your tutoring schedule has been excellent. I don't know why it's fallen down. Well, you're going to have a week's vacation now, all right? After the vacation, you'll be all full of...
maybe you'll recuperate.
...of the jazz. And come back raring to go, all right? Now, if you find, or Mrs. Farrell finds, Sherry, that doing the homework and the tutoring is too much, then you'll have to give up the tutoring. You can't give up the homework, okay? Something has to be given up, and it can't be the homework. Dale?
Yeah?
Did you enjoy tutoring?
No.
Why?
He didn't want to do anything.
Who was that?
Chris.
Me too.
Why did you want to do anything?
What'd you read for?
We read Mr. Blue for a little while, and then after that, he didn't want to do anything else.
Sherry, it wasn't your experience with Chris, was it?
See,
how did you find Chris?
He read all the time, and I asked him if he liked the book, and he said he liked it and everything.
He liked the book. He read quite a few pages.
Dale, was it Chris who wanted to quit early, or you? Huh?
I asked him if he wanted to go back to class, that's all. And he said, yeah.
Before he asked?
Yes. I don't know, I didn't feel like working.
Well, all right, then let's not put it on Chris, all right?
Yeah, but he didn't want to read
up. Be honest. Okay?
Dale,
you are there to give Chris direction. You're there to show Chris the way to go. All right? Sherry, will you be able to handle it to see Chris?
Yeah.
When you come back? All right. I hope to get yourself organized and be able to do that. Dale?
Miss.
All right. No, you may not go. This is your meeting time, Dale.
Come on.
You may not go.
Why?
Because this is your meeting time.
I don't want this one.
That's
she wants that.
They all have names on them. We keep using them over and over. Brenda, do you have anything to report? How are things going with Freddie? Very good. Are your lessons up to date? Do you need any other materials? Books have gone. They're down here helping. No problems? Very good. Fine. Larry, how's your handwriting work going with James?
Okay.
How are you doing? What's he doing?
What?
How does he work with you?
Okay.
What does that mean? Tell me more.
He's looking good. You know, he's looking better than he used to.
Very good. He's able to sit still longer?
Mm-hmm.
You know, Larry was specifically given James Brown because they're both left-handed. And James needs help in left-handed handwriting, and only a left-handed person
can use it.
Yes, he is.
He
writes right-handed with me.
He should write left-handed.
Me to give that talk?
Well, he used to write right-handed.
Well, that's just it. He switches around. We don't want him to switch. We want him to use one hand very well.
Why can't he switch?
Why not? This is a good question. Dale says, why can't he switch? Right and left and left and right. If he can write well with both, right. Does he write just as well with both?
Yeah.
Larry, what do you think?
What?
Does he write just as well with his right and his left?
You went better with his right.
With his?
Well, his left than his right.
Yes, he does, Dale.
He did.
His left is better.
He didn't mean.
And the thing is that we don't want James to get used to writing just fairly well with both. We want him to write very well with one hand, Dale. We want him to write very well with one hand. And the purpose, Dale, if you're going to teach James at all, you. Then you should understand that the purpose of it, Larry understands, is to get James used to being completely left-handed. Now he's not decided, but he's better with his left, and we want him to become very, very good with his left. He can't be very, very good with both, but we want him to be very, very good with one hand. Do you do anything else, Larry, with him besides?
Yeah, I read a little.
What kind of reading?
Reading out of the Reader's Digest.
Yeah, how does he do?
Okay.
Does he need a lot of help?
Mm-hmm.
Does he accept the help from you?
Yeah.
Is he pleasant with you?
Mm-hmm.
You think he likes you to tutor?
I think so.
Uh-huh. You like him?
Yeah. He don't give me a hard time, you know, like...
Yeah.
He don't run around and...
He doesn't?
No.
That's very good. Did you notice in the classroom that he has a table to himself?
I never witnessed classroom with son.
He's working at a table by himself because in the classroom he does run around a lot and jump
every
up
every time,
down.
Except for me, the children, he always on the outside of his door waiting for me to come out.
Really?
Mm-hmm. He's never witnessed classroom, like, you know, to come out to get him.
What does that mean to you?
You know, I think he knows the he knows the time better than I do, that's one thing.
It sounds to me like he's anxious to see you. Like he's sounds, Larry, like he's looking forward to seeing you.
Because I've missed so many days, you know.
Yeah, why?
Especially on Monday.
Is Monday difficult?
You know, I forget, you know.
Oh, like, you forget. But it's not difficult, is it?
No.
Is your schedule all right? Monday from 1 to 1:30? And Tuesday from 11:30 to 12. Is that all right?
Yeah.
Does that conflict with anything?
What? Say it again.
Yeah.
Is that your gym period?
Tuesday from 11.
11:30 to 12 is your gym period, isn't it?
No. From 11. Oh, from 11:30 to 12? No.
Yeah. Aren't you class 2?
Yeah.
Well, from 11:15 to 12.
Well, me and Ghana, we don't go to gym till April 9th anyway, so anyway.
Oh, till April 9th?
April 9th.
What happened?
They keep talking in class and he adds a week every time they open their mouth.
Yeah.
Oh, that's good.
I hope you make it by the summer.
I didn't even do it.
The pool opened.
He just thought I did something, but I ain't doing anything.
That's almost the beginning of another school year.
Sorry, he'll be able to go swimming in the summertime. Unless you keep adding weeks. Well, that's
going to be
a lot
anyway,
of talking.
Oh, I'm not.
Okay. That's between you and Mr. Kelly.
You going to swimming tomorrow night?
Of course.
Okay. Tomorrow? Is there any other... This is not... Jennifer, this is not the swimming class. All right? Is there any other business that we want to discuss?
No.
Robert, do you have any questions?
Dale.
You are the only substitute left now because Jennifer is going to see Marcia on a regular basis. Dale is the regular substitute. If you find that you cannot make your lesson for some very important reason, not just because you don't feel like it, but some important reason, Dale will take over. Make sure that Dale has a lesson that you have written out that he can follow. We can't expect Dale to be making up lessons for all the kids in the school. Dale?
Yes.
If you take over a lesson that somebody has troubled to write out for you, then I expect you to carry it out all the way through.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
But primarily, you people are responsible for the teaching of these kids. Okay?
Okay. Meeting's over?
Very good. Any other questions, Campbell?
No.
Your meeting is over?
We finished before the tape ran out.
Yeah. Is this Debbie's? All right. Meeting's open.